From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Currently, Dr. Cairns is bringing a series of messages on the subject of prayer, dealing especially with Christ's own instructions as found in the Lord's Prayer. The first, and indeed the chief petition in the prayer and in all prayer, is Hallowed be thy name. Today, Dr. Cairns continues an examination of the second petition, Thy Kingdom Come. As we've seen, the kingdom referred to here is that kingdom of grace which a person enters by receiving Jesus Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. So this is a prayer for salvation. Furthermore, it is a prayer for sanctification, a sincere desire for God to take complete control of our lives. Dr. Cairns will commence the message in a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to encouraging words from Faith's Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's selection is entitled Perfect Willingness. The text is Psalm 110 and verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Blessed be the God of grace that it is so. He has a people whom he has chosen from of old to be his peculiar portion. These, by nature, have wills as stubborn as the rest of the froward sons of Adam. But when the day of his power comes, and grace displays its omnipotence, they become willing to repent and to believe in Jesus. None are saved unwillingly, but the will is made sweetly to yield itself. What a wondrous power is this, which never violates the will, and yet rules it. God does not break the lock, but he opens it by a master key which he alone can handle. Now are we willing to be, to do, or to suffer as the Lord wills? If at any time we grow rebellious, he has but to come to us with power, and straightway we run in the way of his commands with all our hearts. May this be a day of power with me as to some noble effort for the glory of God and the good of my fellow men. Lord, I am willing. May I not hope that this is a day of thy power? I am wholly at thy disposal, willing, yea, eager to be used of thee for thy holy purposes. O Lord, let me not have to cry, to will is present with me, but how to perform that which I would, I find not. But give me power as thou givest me will.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
You're going to pray, Thy kingdom come. It starts in your own heart. It is hypocritical to pray, Thy kingdom come in the world, when I don't want it in my own heart. And to want it in your own heart, to desire it in your own soul, is willingly to come under the rule and the reign of Jesus Christ as King and Lord. This is a biblical definition or description of true repentance. That's how a person enters into the kingdom. If you were British people, there's a name that would immediately mean a lot to you. But I've discovered even among many very highly educated folk over here, it means absolutely nothing. It just shows you that history is what you're taught where you live from the slant of that particular place. One of the great heroes of British history was Admiral Lord Nelson. Nelson, Admiral of the Fleet, famous as one of the greatest naval warriors and tacticians England ever produced. And remember, until recently, Her Majesty, or His Majesty as the case may be, Royal Navy, had to rule the waves because that little country was just a sitting duck for anybody who wanted to come. So her sailors were men of renown. Lord Nelson was known for many things. One day, having defeated a French force, the battles in those days were always between England and France at sea. The French naval officer came on board, proudly strode up to Lord Nelson and extended his hand. Nelson stood to attention and he said, "Sir, give me your sword, and then I will take your hand." That's the order. There are so many people who say, "Yes, I want a place in life. I want a place in God's kingdom. I want to know my sins forgiven." And like that arrogant officer, they walk up with their sword in their possession. "Give me your hand." Christ says, "Give me your sword, and I'll take your hand." When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're praying honestly, earnestly, for a place in penitence, crowning Christ as King of our life and Savior of our soul. That's what we're praying. Now let me ask you, this is so simple, but don't stumble over it. Let me ask you, in simplicity and honesty today, have you ever come to Jesus Christ on those terms? Have you ever approached God with that simple, honest prayer, with no strings attached? No ifs, no buts, no holding back, nothing of the rich young ruler saying, "Yes, I want what Christ has to say as long as he doesn't touch my pet sin." None of that. "Lord, here I am, like the thief that was dying at the Savior's side. Remember me. Give me a place in your kingdom on your terms." That's the first thing it means to pray, "Thy kingdom come." And obviously it means then that we pray when we have come into Christ. We're praying, "Lord, bring me more and more under Thy gracious dominion." When I pray, "Thy kingdom come," I'm praying, "Lord, let it come in me. Let it be extended in me. Let the rule and the dominion of Christ grow in me." In other words, this is a plea for Christ-likeness. Where do you find the full and perfect embodiment of perfect submission to the Father's rule? Where do you find it? In Jesus Christ. Did not the Father say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased"? God saw in Christ a perfect submission, a perfect obedience. Christ is the embodiment of that submission to divine rule. When we pray, therefore, "Father, thy kingdom come," we are praying, "Lord, grant me to know real Christ-likeness of life." What is sanctification? Sanctification, you could give a theological definition, as they do, for instance, in the Shorter Catechism, defining it as a work of God's free grace. But sanctification, ultimately, is likeness to Jesus Christ. It is being conformed into the image of God's dear Son. It is the production more and more in His people of the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying, "Lord, let me know that image stamped in my heart and life. Conform me to Christ. Rule my life more and more as Christ's life was ruled by the grace and power of God." In other words, when we're praying this, this is not abstract. "Oh Lord, your kingdom come." Doesn't that sound very holy? No, it's not abstract. It's personal. And what we're praying is this, and I want you to understand this. We're praying, "Lord, let me be ruled. Not living my life out of control." Understand it. That is the essence of Christian living. It is life under divine rulership. Christian liberty is not a liberty to live in sin. It is a liberty to live in holiness. Christian liberty is not freedom from rule. It is the joyous heart reception of the government of God. It's Christian liberty. We live in such confusing times when people will take the texts of Scripture and they'll talk about Christian liberty as if it meant the liberty to be as like the world as you can possibly be. It is a liberty to be unlike the world, fearlessly to walk against the ways of the world, and to be conformed to the likeness of Christ. That's Christian liberty. And that's the only Christian liberty that the New Testament knows anything about. It's not a license. It is a desire to live a life that's under control. Let me be ruled, not out of control. Let me be ruled by my Father in heaven. Not living out my life according to this world or simply out of self-esteem, self-promotion, self-fulfillment, self-expression, or self-anything. Let me live my life under the control of my God and Father in heaven. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, let me know the power of His grace, the power of His cross. Let me know what it is to live under the domination of the gospel. That's what we're praying when we pray, "Thy kingdom come." I read a statement by a man in England many years ago. Well, he made the statement many years ago. It seemed to me to sum up just the attitude of so many professing Christians. I said, "Yes, I've been a Christian for some time, and I have always acknowledged Christ as my King. But I'd have to say that he was a sort of a constitutional monarch. If you understand anything of the British system of government, we have a constitutional monarchy. He is the constitutional monarch, head of state. But I was prime minister, which meant he made the actual executive decisions and then went to God for his rubber stamp. But before we condemn him, is that not how most professing Christians live their lives? Oh yes, I acknowledge Christ as King. Until his kingly rule runs opposite to my selfish desire. And suddenly, he's just a constitutional monarch. He's acknowledged in words, but I am the executive who has the power. And I make the decisions. That man went on to say that God had to bring him brokenly to the place where Christ was no longer a constitutional monarch, but he was an absolute sovereign. And that's what we're praying for. Lord, bring me more and more under the absolute dominion of my Savior. Let me see him in the gospel so that my thinking is governed by all that I learn of Christ in the gospel. Let my entire life be governed by what I believe about Jesus Christ. Let me not succumb to public opinion. Let me not be ruled by public policy. Let me not be ruled by what is expedient. Let me be ruled by what I believe about Jesus Christ. That's what we're praying when we pray, Thy kingdom come. Advance the reign of Christ in grace, in me, and in every part of me.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.